Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we have got a great 3 hours for you tonight.
Not two.
College football. Months away from starting, but the fireworks are here. My goodness. We'll get into that. Obviously, NBA is still in full effect and much, much more. A big injury in baseball, too. We'll touch on all of it. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83, however you may be listening. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this TV theme song Thursday?
Yes. It's dynamite!
Yes, yes. I'm good.
I will say this, that I was Fisher and you're Saban in the argument after yesterday. So
I don't know about all that, but I was going to say, people think we go at it. My goodness.
Hey, somebody asked me, colleagues, you know that. Right.
You know, well,
somebody asked me and they said, you know, I got some messages, you know, yesterday, man, that was what you call. I said, that's the way we get at it sometimes.
It's
sports debate. We're both very passionate. And sometimes it happens, you know, like you, Chris, you know, you have a brother, you and your brother,
we fought all the time.
Right. And it's your brother and you got, and then you kind of shake it off and keep going. So
exactly.
it happens when we're passionate. I think you'd rather have that than two guys happy talking and not really into really what they're talking about.
Right. Right. Nah, and look, we've said it before, guys. We've known each other. Rob, it's been 30 years now.
Right.
We've known each other for 30
years. Since 92.
We've been friends. And so we're not, I mean, we're cool. And like Rob said, we can go at it like that because we know each other well. And like you said, we got right back at it and kept going, you know, for the rest of the show. So
that's it.
People don't have to worry about, oh, are they going to come? Are they breaking up? Right. No, we're good.
Exactly. And,
but we're the odd couple. And sometimes we're going to be at odds.
It ain't a funny phony right. name. It ain't like, hey, let's make the show the odd couple. Yeah, Chris, you be that. And Rob,
right,
you be that.
Right.
No. If there right. was ever an odd couple, it's this. It is. Like, for real, for real. Like, right, we're different. Right. We're different people.
And it's interesting, Rob, because... I mean, we've had callers say they love it when we go at it like right. that. Now, we don't, that you know, that happens.
It's not a plan, right. It's not a right. plan, right.
But people like it. Some might be afraid. Like we said, don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all right. love between us. And so we're everything is good. But I don't think it's good, Rob, between Jimbo. He said they're done.
No,
yeah.
That tirade he put on, and we'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
No turning back. This is when you're right. cut. You burnt the bridge. You know, you're talking about burning a bridge. He burnt the bridge and then burnt Absolutely. The ashes, like after he burnt the bridge down.
Right, just in case you were going to put them back together. All right, we got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. Not surprising, since it's a Thursday, DJ Alex Teichert is here. Look, he'll do the herd every day of the week except Thursday, or if he does it, he'll also do a double shift. Because he will not miss Teichert's Tower of Trivia. It's the biggest segment in sports radio. So he's here for that on the ones and twos. On the TV theme song Thursday as well. Super producer Rob G is doing his thing on the boards and producing the show. And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSager.
Hey, Steve.
All right, Rob, we're going to introduce it and then you and I will comment. First of all, last night, it got started with Nick Saban. And let me say this, Robin, we'll address it a little. He was at an event where he was speaking to a bunch of business people. Okay? Keep this in mind, folks. People that could donate money to the school or the program. Just keep that in mind when he says what he says. Here he is, Nick Saban.
We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
All right, there he is. Rob, look, for all he said, he criticized Jimbo Fisher, coach of Texas A&M. He went at Deion Sanders as well without mentioning their names at Jackson State. But, Rob, honestly, it sounded like he was recruiting to me. He was saying, look, if you want to keep getting the caliber of teams we've had, caliber of players we've had, we're going to have to up the ante because this is what all the other schools are doing, so we have to match it.
Yeah, but I do have a problem, and Jimbo Fisher has a right, Chris, because it did sound like they're doing something illegal. Like, they bought Agreed. All their players. You know what I mean? Like, yep. no, they did not. This is the system that's set up for college football right now. And they're right. not doing anything that is a below board. It's above board. And right. any school and anybody can do it. And I just think Nick's a little too self-righteous. I dealt with Nick a little bit, Chris, when he was coach at Michigan State, and I was a columnist right. in Detroit. So I know Nick a little bit. I'm not saying I know him well or anything, but I've been around him a little. And Nick is a great coach and has had a lot of success moving around and all that. And I think he's a tremendous college football coach. But this whining about other schools – you know, evening the playing field a little bit now with Alabama. I just think he should just go about his due diligence, do what he does. That school has plenty of people willing to line up, Chris, and give money to keep Alabama rolling. And don't worry about what other people are doing. Alabama should be above that. Nick Saban should be above that to bellyache about a Jackson State. You know,
thank you. Thank you. Getting one player.
I mean, stop it.
Like probably one player that at Alabama wanted, Rob.
Exactly. And so what? They got him. The kid wanted to go there. Oh, the kid's wrong because he wanted to go play one of the best DBs who ever played in the National Football League and learn from that guy. Well, I mean, really?
I'm with you, Rob, and my sentiments are a lot of what you said. Look, Nick Saban, this is beneath Nick Saban.
It is.
How many, what's he got, seven? Is it seven national championships?
Yes.
And you are sitting here acting like you're the persecuted. Woe is me. Oh, they're about, if Nick Saban doesn't win another national championship,
he's good to go.
He's still probably the greatest coach in college football history. I mean, come on, Nick. This is ridiculous. I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm not trying to, you know, Mark Jackson got the line, you're better than that. All of that applies. I'm not trying to even, you know, make a joke out of it. This is beneath Nick Saban, period. You sound like a wimp, you know? I mean, crying about when they're not even cheating. They're not even doing anything.
There's
that's
nothing
not
illegal, right?
So stop it. So here, we're going to get this Deion Sanders, who also, you know, was caught in the shrapnel last night. He released a statement. I'm sure Rob G has it today. So Rob G will read that. But first, we're going to go through these. Here is Jimbo Fisher. Remember, an assistant coach on Saban's staff at LSU in the early 2000s. Here's how he responded to Saban.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
Have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to.
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when
to.
When you got all the advantages, it's easy.
Wow. Can a reporter stop talking and let him?
Right,
Chris,
exactly.
He's rolling.
Exactly.
Stop, don't interrupt. When a guy's going, you need to know, hey, learning young reporters out there, when a guy's going off, just
let
take notes. Let him go. Don't interrupt him. Please. Absolutely.
You don't get extra points for asking a question.
No, not in that situation. He's rolling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, Rob, today, Nick Saban comes out and apologizes for singling out Texas A&M. Here he is.
You know, I should have never really singled anybody out. You know, that was a mistake, and I really apologize for that part of it. I reached out to him, never got a response, but I feel bad about it, but I'm not changing my philosophy.
All right, and finally, Rob G., I assume you got the release from Deion Sanders. Can you read that to us?
You're talking about the tweet that he put out?
No, he said something. It was just on ESPN.
But
they just released.
Let me grab it.
Dig that up. But Rob, look, is it? I know Nick Saban has been around for a million years, knows how to deal with the media. Generally knows everything he says and does can become a story.
Right.
Is it possible? Let me ask you, because you heard him apologizing today, and you can question his sincerity if you want and all that, but is it possible he thought what he was saying last night was maybe to, you know, wouldn't get out? It's a private group of businessmen. Like I said, I think he was recruiting them, players.
I understand
recruiting
what
them,
you're saying.
Right? And he thinks, this is kind of between us. I'm letting y'all know what's going on. And he's shocked that it got out like that. Do you think that's possible?
I just think in this day and age, Chris, where everybody has a phone and a video camera and can record sound, I don't think anything you do in public is public.
Right.
He asked Donald Sterling. He was on a private phone conversation with his side piece. And it cost him. Think about that.
That was off the record. Yeah.
That was off the record. No doubt. That's just him talking to his girlfriend. You know, like not even like you would talk to somebody not thinking that you were being recorded. Seriously.
Right. Now, and look, remember Nick Saban talked last year, Rob, about how his quarterback, Bryce Young, who's great, already, Rob, remember he said before he's thrown a pass, he's already got an NIL deal near seven figures. So it's not like was he trying to paint a picture Like, his guys aren't benefiting from NIL either. I mean, come on. I don't know. Is he worried that Alabama doesn't have the money available that some of these other schools will have? And I get it. Look, the rules are this, Rob, that you can't really talk to a player about NIL deals he'll get until he's already at your school. Do I think that's happening? No, I do think teams are out there, hey, you can get this NIL. Players are probably asking, well, what NIL deal would I get? What money, you know?
Right.
But it is what it is. I mean, we all know what's going on. And I look at if boosters of a certain school, now again, you're supposed to wait till, like today, Jordan Addison is transferring from Pitt to USC. He's the top receiver in the league or in the country.
Right.
And the rumors are that he's getting a seven-figure NIL deal at when he goes to USC. And I don't know, Rob G, I read something one place, it was like $3.5 million. I don't know if that's the case, but that's out there. The rules supposedly he's supposed to, once he, now he transfers to USC, now we can talk about the NIL.
Right.
So if it's already set up, that would be by the rules from the NCAA illegal. But we know that's going on. And that is what Saban, and he's not the only coach. Some of these others have been belly aching about it. But Rob, I kind of look at this as if a school, you know, let's say would talk to corporations and companies, newspapers, radio stations about getting its journalism students internships. You come to our school, you're going to get this internship
right.
with such and such
ESPN or Fox,
right,
or whatever,
yep.
The New York
We're
Times.
We're hooked up with them. Yep. We get an internship every year with Fox Sports Radio. You'll be on the iCouple working with yep. Rob G as a producer, learning the craft. Like, that's kind of how I view this NIL. I know you're getting money, of course, but a lot of internships are paid. I had a paid internship in college. And so I kind of view it like that, Rob. You're helping your students who are, let's face it, these guys majoring in football or some other sport, get these deals. It's similar. It's somewhat similar to that in my mind.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree. And I just don't have an issue with players being able to make money off their likeness. I mean, the coaches, ask Nick Saban how much money he's making. You know, you want to open your books and show how much right. you make from Nike and how much you make. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
like so I just don't understand what the issue is. If it's out there, everybody's not the same. Everybody can't command the same. Chris, you know that? Even restaurants, if I go to one place – and I'm McDonald's, I can get $1.59 for a burger. If I go to a other restaurant, I could charge $9 for a hamburger. Do you know
yep.
what I mean?
Yep.
Like it's not the same for everybody. That's just how it is.
Yep. And I don't know, Rob G, do you have that from Deion or not?
I do. And so what okay, it was not a statement. It was him doing an interview with Anscape, which was formerly The Undefeated. And
that's like the worst name of anything. I'm sorry,
Rob.
Chris.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
What
is
you
that?
Have no idea.
What is
about.
That?
You don't know if it's sports.
Well, we're gonna have to get our buddy, our friend of the show, Mark Spears, on to explain it.
I'm sorry.
That's
what was wrong with Undefeated. I don't understand what.
Well,
they did.
I think there was something where they had to change it for some reason. We don't have to get into
okay.
it. Nothing bad, but just.
Right.
You know, I don't know if, but
that name
Anscape?
Just doesn't. Right, that name doesn't work. Go ahead, Rocky.
My God.
So here's what he said in the interview. He said, "I have not talked to Coach Saban. I'm sure he tried to call. We need to talk publicly, though, not privately. What you said was public. That doesn't require a conversation. Let's talk publicly. Let everybody hear the conversation." Then before he added later, Coach Saban wasn't talking to me. He wasn't talking to Jimbo Fisher. He was talking to his boosters. He was talking to his alumni. He was talking to his givers. He was trying to get money. That's what he was doing. He was using us to get to where he was trying to go.
That's what we said, Rob.
Yep.
That's what we said. That's really what this was all about. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher, Deion Sanders, NIL, 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. They've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It's got more than 5,600 locations, AutoZone does, across the nation. They're here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. We're talking Nick Saban, Deion Sanders, Jimbo Fisher, NIL, your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Nick in Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nick? Nice, Nick. Where are you?
Arizona. All right.
Oh, there we go.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, what it do, fellas? How you doing?
Doing
good.
Great.
We're good.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in. I listen to y'all, man, every day. Everybody always say it, but I listen to y'all every day, man. You make my ride home better, so big ups
Thank
to y'all.
Thank you.
Honestly, I just personally think guys like Nick Saban, they just a little salty because, you know, that the NIL is going to level the playing field, and you ain't going to be able to hogtie all these five-star recruits like you used to be able to, you know.
Yeah.
And I think you being a little salty because some other schools might pay a little bit more, and then you're going to start losing these people like you used to. You ain't going to be able to run through the NCAA like you used to. I don't know. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Nah, Nick, I hear you.
And I think Rob, Nick is spot on. He's spot on, Chris.
If I was a player, now players are young, maybe they're not looking at it this way, but I would. It looks like he's just hating. And if I was a player, I'd be like, why are these dudes complaining about us?
Why are you worried about what
money?
I'm making? Right.
Right.
I could take care of my family. I could do all this stuff. What is the issue? It's legal.
Yep.
I'm not slinging drugs, Chris. It's legal. People want to pay me for my likeness and name and image or whatever. What is the problem?
I'm 18, 19, 20 years old. Other people that age are making a living. Like, come on, man.
What is the issue? Jax in Kansas City. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jax?
The Odd Couple. What's going on, Mr. Parker? Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
Chris, my good Noop. What's up, brother?
What's up, Noop? How you doing?
It's all good. Beautiful day in KC, baby. So, hey, bottom line, man, like you said, the audience that he was talking to, they were the ones that were supposed to hear that. He's like one of these politicians that gets caught talking to some specific group on their side of the fence, and the audio gets out, and now he's got to backtrack from it. That's where Nick Saban is. He was just telling the truth, man, that y'all going to have to come off some more money because, you know, these other schools are out here recruiting with money, and we got to have it. So, Deion said he was trying to get that money, bro. So, hey, man, I appreciate it, man. I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
All right. Peace. Rob, our next guest is Plaxico Burress, regular on the show. But remember, he played for Nick Saban at Michigan State.
No, right. Oh, yeah. No doubt
and
about
so,
it.
So, go ahead.
It'll be interesting to hear what he has to say about this and how it all played out. Can we squeeze in Patrick from Baltimore? He's on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Patrick?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing tonight?
Doing
good. Man. How are you?
Doing fine. I love you guys. Show y'all are the best.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So I keep it quick. You guys are writers. I speak. The thing is, you want to create tension to get the audience's attention. And so he creates this tension. He creates this drama. He problematizes the issue that they are behind the eight ball, behind Texas A&M and God forbid, Jackson State, to get their attention. What he doesn't calculate is that by problematizing Jackson State, by problematizing Texas A&M, he's problematized those coaches. And that gets out there, and then he gets tripped up by that.
Yeah, because it looks bad, period. But Jimbo was one of your assistants. Deion, you do commercials with, right?
Right. All we've that. Seen like him in commercials.
Yeah, it makes you look like you're turning on what most people probably think might be friends, right? Our friends. So, all right, Plaxico Burress next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, Super Bowl champion, old school hip-hop fan, co-host of Up On It Game on Fox Sports Radio.
Plax, how old are you?
Plax was three when this came out,
I
but
know,
he was
Plax,
rocking
how,
to it.
I know. How old are you? I'm trying to figure it out.
Man, I turned 45 in August, man. What?
You almost half as old as Rob.
Yeah, whatever. I remember you at Michigan State in college.
Hey, you know what I always tell my son? It's a shame. Listen, I know where I was at the first time I heard Lottie Dottie. I remember the first time I was at when I heard Microphone Fiend.
and yeah. Halftime. So those are some iconic records that I remember. I remember the first time I heard it and where I was at when it was played.
You know what's crazy?
Is well I've, said. Well
Plaques,
said.
I've told Chris this story a million times. I was in, it was a Sunday night, and I heard Rapper's Delight. And on the radio or WBLS in New York or something like that. And I called out to my younger sister, Robin, because I was mesmerized. I was like, Robin, come in here. Listen to this. And we're both staring at the boombox. You know what I mean? I was like, what is this? I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything like that. None of us had. All right, Plaques, let's get into this, man. You, perfect guest. Yes. Today, you see your former coach at Michigan State, Nick Saban, and you guys kind of had, like, you played 2 years there for him.
Right.
Then you wanted to go pro, right?
You should have.
Uh-huh.
Right? And he was trying to convince you to stay and, quote-unquote, finish the job you had started. And
right.
Then he jetted to
and
LSU.
And then he bolted.
As he was saying yeah. that. What did that make you feel like? And where's your guys' relationship at now?
I was like, you know what? Everybody's about money. Everybody's about their paper, taking care of themselves. And to be honest with you, I haven't had a conversation with Nick Saban. Our last conversation was in 1999.
Wow.
I haven't seen or spoken to him since.
So was that because
I don't know what our relationship is.
But you feel like it's because it ended badly, or just it was just that we just didn't end up talking
listen,
or whatever.
Listen, I don't think that it ended badly. I've always said he's a hell of a ball coach, but as far as a people person, the between me and him, the interaction that we had, it wasn't good. But, you know, here's a coach I had all the respect for. He's telling me to stay in school, but then he doesn't even finish the season because it's in a bowl game. So it was kind of one of those things. And I said, you know what? Maybe I need to do the same thing and go take care of myself also and my family. So,
absolutely.
I haven't spoken to him since, to tell you the truth.
I remember, you know what, Chris, Tom Izzo did that to Zach Randolph. Like, told him, you know how much money Zach Randolph made leaving Michigan State and going to the NBA? It's not fair for coaches to tell kids not to make a living. I just don't get that. I mean, I would just say, hey, knock yourself out. You're going to be a top pick. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't get it. What do you think those kids are doing it for? Our ultimate goal, dream is to make it to play professional. And then, you know, I'm sitting here looking at a situation to where I wanted to come back to school. I wanted to go to the Rose Bowl. I wanted to, contend to win the Biletnikoff. But everything that had going on in my life at that time, my mother and my family, it was the right thing to do for me. It was a no-brainer for me to go back to school.
Right.
So
what do you – Plaques, what do you think of the latest? Are you up on the latest with Nick Saban last night criticizing Texas in it?
Right.
I am. I can't believe that a guy like Nick Saban is going to throw his own guy under the bus at Lane Kiffin when Lane Kiffin was on his staff. And then he says that Texas A&M basically paid for their whole team. Mm-hmm. Are you scared? Are you afraid to go out now and compete against somebody else?
Yep.
In the SEC that may be better than you. So now, you know, he's mad because he doesn't have a number one recruiting class. You know, Alabama has been a dynasty over the last 15 to 20 years. This whole NIL is changing the whole landscape of college football. You look at the wide receiver, Jordan Addison.
Yep.
And, you know, he's taking visits to Texas and the USC and, you know, all these other schools. This NIL has changed the landscape of college sports forever until it gets regulated or there's some rules put in place. But until then, guys are going to go in and make money, and that's just what it is.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't get regulated. Just let people – it's a free market system. Everybody else works on a free market system.
Yep.
You know how much Chris Broussard's worth? What Fox Sports and Fox TV wants to pay him. That's
really?
That's what you're worth.
What you can get on the market.
Exactly, plain and simple. As we look at college football, and you said that there could be a shift, do you really think that at some point, because I know these schools are still, USC's buying every, you know what I mean, like offering up these big deals to people and whatnot. Do you see a shift, or will we see it sooner or later, you know what I mean, as far as these schools competing for national championships that might not be your traditional schools that have always been there?
Well, I think it's going to be a tremendous shift. You just look at Texas A&M alone, and now you have the best wide receiver in all of college football going to a major Power Five school, and all that's going to do is recruit other players to go play with a guy like him. So I think you look at the Clemsons and the Alabama and the LSU and all of those schools that have been dominant over the last 15 to 20 years, I wouldn't be surprised if you see a team like, you know, Texas, you know, come out, or Texas A&M or whoever it may be, to compete to win a national championship, because now it's no longer even playing field for college football. Guys can pick and choose to go where they want to go, because, you know what, I'm going to make more money if I go to UNLV or Oregon or whatever that school may be, even though that kid wants to go to Penn State or Notre Dame. So they're going to make that choice based off of how much money they can make, and that's the new reality that we're dealing with.
Plax, we hear coaches complaining about, oh, now schools are paying players to go there and it's not college football anymore. How rampant was it when you played, obviously,
under the table.
You couldn't do that. Yeah, but how rampant was it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Not talking about you, just in general, other guys, like Plax, in general college football.
Nobody's listening to this show, Plax. Don't worry about it. Nobody's listening. Yeah,
just between us.
Right.
But, the feeling out there, and in some cases, guys have been caught. But was it pretty rampant? Again, we ain't talking about you specifically, but just in general, the landscape of big-time college sports. Was it pretty rampant dudes are getting money?
Man, it's been going on for 100 years.
Yep.
And it's going to continue to go on. Guys are going to get paid under the table or whatever it may be. And, you know, all the allegations and the things that we've seen coaches in college basketball and college football, you know, now they're handing down all these, you know, sanctions, no scholarships and different things like that. It's been going on forever. But right. It comes down to, you know, how secret can you keep it? And, you know, what else to me is that some of these guys are disgruntled with the university, and now they're getting on TV and all these different platforms saying, oh, so-and-so paid me this much money, and now these schools are getting put on probation for something that they did 10 or 15 years ago. Listen, right. You enjoy it while you was there. You know, just shut your mouth and let your school, you know, continue to do what they're doing. But it's been going on for, you know, a long, you know, period of time. You know, how does a guy get from Florida or Georgia and end up in, you know, Oregon State or whatever that case may be when he is the number one quarterback in the state of Georgia or the state of Kentucky, and they end up, you know, at New Mexico State? How do you think those things happen? They right. don't just happen by luck. So it's been going on forever.
Plax, how many times have you come out of the shower, looked in your sneakers, and there was a couple hundred dollars in there after a game?
Hey, you know what? Listen, hey, Nick Saban didn't allow us to wear sneakers at Michigan State. You had to wear a hard bottom.
Oh, okay. All right. In your shoes, then. All right. All right, Plax. Thank you.
That's our man, Plaxico Burris. Check him out right here on Fox Sports Radio Saturdays, Up on Game. All right, brother. Great stuff.
All right. Thank you, man.
Yep. The Tiger Woods comeback story probably won't have a happy ending. We'll explain next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, the Odd Couple. And with prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% back at Target stores and gas stations now through June. That's on up to $1,500, folks, in purchases when you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. It's time for Shekel City.
Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Oh, yeah, Shekel City, soon to be sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. And Chris, just a FYI, I was actually in Sherman Oaks today at the radio studio.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Why? What? Why?
I stopped by. I had my Invisalign appointment, and then I dropped off Elijah, our social media guru. Dropped off his MLB bro hoodie. He works for MLB bro with us. But saw Big Mike. It was great to see everybody. Saw Ryan
good.
B.
Yeah, I bet it was good to be back. How long had it been since you'd been there?
I think Christmas time, I think I've been there twice in the last couple. Yeah, it's been a while. Okay. But anyway, all right. Shekel City last night, Chris, I was 1-2, not a good night, hoping to bounce back. I have the Heat -1 hosting the Celtics game, 2 down in Miami. That's my best bet. Couple baseball games. I have the Mariners and the Red Sox run total under 8.5. Mariners and Red Sox under 8.5 runs. And Diamondbacks at the Cubs in Chicago, Chris, run total under 9. So Heat -1. Under 8.5 for the Mariners and the Red Sox, and under 9 run total for the D-backs and the Cubs. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right, there it is. And Rob, we're about 40, 45, 50 minutes away from game two of the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston down 0-1 playing at Miami. But they got their guys, Al Horford and Marcus Smart, back. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But we heard the update on Tiger Woods.
How was Horford back on the already with the
yeah,
COVID?
I'll check that out. But we'll get into that in the next hour. But we heard the update with DeSager say that Tiger Woods 4 over par with a shot of 74. Look, remember when Tiger came back a few weeks ago and people thought at the Masters and everybody was excited and thought he was might win. I think, look, Tiger is we heard Brooks Koepka is actually one behind Tiger at 75. Tiger at this point, Rob, is like the other professional golfers for the most part. He may win every blue moon, maybe, but you can't count on him being in the top 10 or competing on the last day like you used to. And it's an achievement just that he's out there. Let's keep it real. We know where he was not too long ago, Rob, coming off that accident.
I think the bad Tiger Woods that we saw in the second half of the Masters, Chris, and now is Tiger Woods. I think it might have been adrenaline, first time out there when he first came back. Remember the first round and everybody was oohing and ahhing, and then it went south real quick. I love that he's tried to make a comeback, and I'm not knocking him for trying and whatnot. I just don't see where... I mean, what the strain of trying to walk the course, Chris.
Right.
Like, seriously.
Well, and Rob, let's keep it real. He wasn't – he had won the Masters, in 2019.
But that was the only thing he had won in 10 years.
Right. I mean, that's why I'm saying it's kind of like all the other golfers out there. Every blue moon, a different guy wins something. But this notion that he was going to come back and beat Tiger – it's just unfounded because, as you mentioned, the injuries, the challenge now of walking the course, and just the fact that he wasn't that good before he got injured.
Right, he wasn't winning. Like, let's just keep it real. He's won one major in, I don't know what it is. We'll get the exact minute. Years, Chris, but it's been like 10 years.
The 10 years is, I think, what it was, 2009 to 2019, if I'm not
mistaken.
Something
like that, right. Like, that's what I mean. He hasn't won. He doesn't win that often. Not the major.
No. It had been 11 years since he won a major when he won in 2019. I would like nothing more, Rob, than for Tiger to catch Jack Nicklaus. But he needs three to catch him, to tie him. I don't see it happening. All right, we got 2 hours left. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.